Welcome back for another episode featuring a local wine tasting in the Central Coast area.
Yes, I've never heard of this place.
I believe it's pronounced Luso de la Terra.
Mm.
What I do know about them is that they focus on Italian varietals.
Nice.
At least I think that's what they focus on. Well, if we find out otherwise when we go in there, it's going to be awkward. Also, they do, their tasting is a wine and cheese pairing.
I am excited about that. Yes. I love some cheese with my wine.
Yeah, me too. It feels a little reminiscent of like when we went to Lavigne.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of. And out like San Miguel, yeah. Right? Is that where we are?
Yes, we are 46 East area, headed outside of San Miguel.
Nice. Well, yeah, I'm excited to try it. Check it out. Have some cheese.
Yes, me too. And learn about their program. So yeah. It looks like they probably grow their own fruit here.
It does look like
we
it.
We are surrounded
looks like
by
ready to harvest
vineyards.
It.
Yes, I might ask them if I can get some fruit from them. And if I like the wines. And so let's go in and find out what this is all about. All
right, sounds good.
This one won the gold medal at the San Francisco wine competition. This one is very crisp. It has a nice floral smell to it, and it's definitely sweeter.
I think you guys like that one, and that one's going to pair up with the green Sage Derby.
Okay.
It smells good.
Yeah, definitely one of the
It almost, like, I feel like it's almost smelly as the Viognier because it made my mouth water.
It's really good, yeah. And this one we have a taste special. It's $144 for 12 bottles. Or you can do a mix and match with the Verdejo, which is not as sweet, but it's still on the sweeter side. And you can do 6 bottles of each or whatever you like.
Yeah.
So that one's really good.
That one's delicious.
The cheeses are really good, too. We get our cheese from Lavigne.
Do they pair them for you, or do they just send you guys cheese and you pair them?
We pair them, yeah. We usually, we'll do the tasting here, and then we kind of see what we decide on to pair them with, but that's what we decided on.
This is delicious. I really like this.
And I liked it together. Like when I first tasted the cheese, I was like, oh, it's like an interesting flavor combination, but it really, like, the creaminess of it, the wine was able to cut through it.
Yeah,
I've had that cheese before, and it was not my favorite, but I enjoyed it.
So what do they focus on here? Or what do you guys focus on here?
We do a lot of custom crush. We do custom crush for over 43 different wineries. A lot of wineries will have the grapes, but they don't have the equipment to make the wine, so they bring it here and we custom crush, bottle and label for them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what some of the people that were out here right now do. They drop off their grapes. We do a lot of shipping pretty much everywhere except South Carolina or South Dakota, something like that. Yeah.
That's hard to do. I know, like, there's even, like, wine shops who they can only ship within California because
of
licensing.
Yeah, it's a license. Yeah. It's a big deal. Okay, so this next one is a 2018 Chardonnay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This one's been aged for 8 months, and this one has more of an oaky taste to it. You can definitely taste and smell it.
And is this, is all the fruit been sourced from this vineyard here, or since they've only been here a year, has it not quite been?
No, not really. Okay. We go, either they get dropped off to us, or
take a picture
of course. So a lot of it we get it shipped in, or we go and we pick it up from around here. It's not too far. Some of them are just down the street. Our guy Derek, who helps out Ed, the winemaker, he usually takes care of that thing. For the most part, since we do it for them, they drop it off. But sometimes we're able to go and pick it up for them. This one was one of our 2019 releases, but we've only had this one out for a couple weeks.
Okay. So I'm seeing like Chardonnay, Leo, of course, Petite Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon. You mentioned a Petite Verdot. So they focus kind of on those. The reds are more of the Bordeaux varietals.
We do a lot of red. Our cab actually won the winemaker's cook-off, so we won first place on
awesome.
That. Yeah, our cab. Good wine, definitely. I myself am more of a white wine drinker, but I've heard a lot of good stuff about our Petite Syrah, our red blend that we have right now, which is a Syrah, Petite Syrah, and Merlot.
It's a great label, too. I really like the label.
Yeah, that one's been selling really good, too, as long as I was. Our Petite Syrah too. This one feels really good. A lot of people like the wines. They're really good wines.
Yeah.
We had a lady in here earlier with her daughter. She was from Phoenix and her daughter was from Montana. And she's actually having us ship some cases over to Montana.
Oh, okay. So it's a little bit of a wine desert in Montana.
It is.
We went there.
Oh, really?
And we tried some of the wines that are coming out of Montana and
not so great.
Not even. I mean, like a couple. Like I could drink this while I'm camping.
If I had to and didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
So I'll let you guys try the red blend next. And this one is gonna pair up with the Samarano, which is a cheese, milk cheese.
Okay. And this is a blend of
Syrah, Petite Syrah, and the Merlot. Yeah, and we have Syrah here and Merlot. We just don't have the Petite Syrah, so it's mostly from us.
Okay. I like that cheese a lot. So have they always owned the winery and the label? Or did they?
De la Terra? Yes, that came up with it. It means the luxury of the land. So that's what De la Terra stands for. I believe he started off in Sonoma, where he worked for a winemaker, and then he kind of got into making wine himself. Then a few years later, he met Megan, and so I think she might have been the one that gave him the idea of, hey, let's do it yourself. And they definitely paired up, and it went just quite good from there. They just thrived.
I'm just noticing that. Like the evolution of the labels, I guess. So like these ones up here look very different than most of the ones that you've sold so far.
Oh yeah, definitely the labeling has changed. Definitely more floral, pink. Some of them are very identical, slightly different, just a little bit of more purple than pink.
Yeah.
A lot of them are really good. Our Pinot is really good wine too. So let's see. I'll have the Petite Syrah next. And so this one, we actually had a wine release party where everyone that usually picks up their wine, they all came at the same time and picked up all their wine, and we had a barbecue for them. And they all got like 4 tickets, and they were able to bring friends, and they got a plate of barbecue and then a free wine glass with whatever wine they liked the best.
Nice.
And this is Megan right here.
Hi. So we noticed if we were driving up that you guys have like an event center as well.
It's not ours.
Oh, okay.
I wish. I really, really wish it was ours. But we do have a little spot over here, and we're kind of revamping it. Okay. So we have this large pine tree that we've been taking apart slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's out, then we're going to cement it in where it's at, and it's going to be a stage.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. And like, do you music and concerts or?
Yeah, music and weddings too. Okay. Yeah, we have DG out there, and we're putting in grass.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of like beautifying the area.
Yeah.
So doing it slowly instead of all the time.
Yeah. Well, I'm so sorry I didn't get your name, but she told us that you guys have been out here for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot to take on all at once, but
yeah,
we do
it
fully.
Is. Yeah. Plus, we do custom crush, so we make wine for other wineries in town, and that's the main focus of our business. And so now we've kind of calmed down and moved, and it, now it's like, okay, now we're focusing on our brand and our tasting room and starting to do more events and live music, stuff like that.
Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah.
This is a great area out here, too. Like, we've gone to a couple places as we've been doing this project, and it's, I think it's,
Underrepresented.
Yeah.
Like our side of town.
Like side of town. Like, I mean, everybody thinks about Hollywood West and Hamilton Gap and Alameda District and all that. And then people forget that there's still more out here.
Yeah, definitely. There's so much more to pass though.
For sure.
Yeah.
So that was the cap.
Yeah. That one's good. That's 2016, and the grapes come from River Star.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We went out there.
Yeah.
Great.
This one, we got the grapes in, and every single piece of equipment broke that night. Mm-hmm. So we were literally broke for like 22 hours. I watched the sun go down and the sun go up. We made it, and we got a gold medal for it. So it was like worth it.
Oh
yeah, we did.
That was cool.
Yeah, we were pouring that.
You're right.
I think his first one was 08 or 06. It's got to be 06, so that's when I think we're established. Yeah, 06. There we go.
You're like, I can't remember.
Yeah.
I could eat a block of that cheese.
Right? That's one of my favorites. We always run out of that first, and I think it's because I munch on them. Like, oh, that was my fault.
They're like, oh, that was me.
That's how much
I don't think I could work somewhere that I had to pair mine with cheese, because I'd be like, you don't need to taste it.
Like, I need to double check that this is the right pairing.
I did it every once in a while. I'm like, I need to go through the flight again. Like, just to make sure.
Just make sure I'm representing myself best possible.
Yeah.
Your prices are super reasonable, too.
We try to do that, so we don't want to be in that category where you have it and you're like, ooh, let's save this and not share it.
Yeah.
And we'd rather have it where people can keep rebuying it and sharing it and constantly
give it as well. Because then other people come in and buy it because they had it somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where else can we find wine? Just here?
Here, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have one restaurant in Carmel. It's Anton and Michelle.
Okay.
And then... I don't think they have any more, but China Gourmet was carrying one of our Chardonnays for a while.
Okay.
So, but that's about it. Oh, the La Quinta.
Yeah, the
La Quinta.
Pouring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Complimentary pouring.
I didn't even know they had food there or wine.
Well, they probably do like a happy hour.
Yeah.
I start just showing up.
They don't ever check.
I'm here in business again.
So they're honestly, there's some people who are in the wine industry that show up to them and be like, I've been dying to try your wines and I knew you were here tonight. So like, okay, whatever.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But La Quinta has like the best bread. They always, from the
hotel. So good to know. I have no idea.
Yeah, and they have a little wine shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe we should go there on the way home and check it out.
Yeah.
That's one of my faves.
It's a
cheaper than my favorite varietal.
That's a great color, too.
It does have a beautiful color.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really like the lavender and lilac. Actually, it's funny. I said that, and then we were watching it's a new movie about Napa. It's like Amy Poehler's in it, I think.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is it on Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
Yeah,
like
Wine Country.
I keep
Wine
Country,
yeah.
During it.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it was really funny because I would say lavender and lilac with this, and they were in Napa, and this nudie guy was like, lavender and lilac. And I was like, oh, God.
I'm that person.
Yeah. But I swear.
I'll have to finish it.
I just keep forgetting that I need to finish it. It was not a very good movie, though. Like,
no.
I think the first half was probably the funniest.
See, I've gone through the first half, and then, like, I downloaded it to watch on the plane, but then on the plane they had Rocket Man, and so I watched that instead.
So, I noticed, like, you guys have I'm assuming these are a couple blends, like the Truffetto and Fresco. Like, what are they made up of?
So the 12th Trezetto is Petit Verdot Merlot Cabernet. That was our very first one we've ever done.
Okay. Do you not make it anymore?
We still do. We made one in 14 also. It was just the first time we ever did it.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. It was like the first time we ever made it blend. So it was like really fun putting it together. And the cab, it like literally was like this thing this big. For like 4%. Dump it in. And then the 14 Trezetto, we were just trying to do another year. But we did that one, Petit Syrah, Syrah Merlot.
Okay.
And then the Grassetto was... We haven't done a Zin blend before. I think that means big bold. So I think it was probably Merlot and Cab, I'm guessing. And then we have Giacosa, which means good stuff. So we just pick different names.
I like Mr. Smokey's red blend.
Yeah, that's our kitty cat. We moved on the property probably 6 months ago, and we've always lived in the city, mm-hmm. and Mr. Smokey has been our house cat for 14 years,
okay.
and he decided to hop the fence, and he was having fun. He was following Ed around like a dog, going in the winery, just like being a winery dog cat.
Yeah.
And then I came home from pouring at the La Quinta, and I saw him outside, and he was just going. He got beat up by another cat.
Aww.
And he ended up passing away.
So,
it's hard. But Ed was so upset, he went into the winery like after everything happened, and he made like a blend for him, and it's like
special.
It is, yeah. So we're doing all the proceeds of that towards Cause for Paws, and kind of like our thing, trying to make awareness is like you don't. Ever like if something just happens immediately to your animal, it can cost a lot of money. Like it's crazy in how like sometimes the finance.
Yeah, she knows.
Yeah, like for our.
I have a $10,000 pug.
Yeah, they told us it was $10,000 because the other cat has collapsed his trachea, and so they don't ever like really replace tracheas on cats. They do it on dogs all the time. And so it was $10,000 for that, and then they said pretty much by the end it could be 30, and they didn't even know if you would have any quality of life.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, yeah. So yeah. If it would have been quality of life, then we would have been like, okay, how the hell? But then it was like, how the hell do you do that? Yeah. Like, that's, And so we just want to, we have the charity, and now we're going to start donating to
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So there's really more to bring awareness to that.
Foundation charity in Cambria called Heart. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's all for felines. And they have like a rescue where they actually like adopt outcasts, and then they have various like funds for the treatment of those cats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. They do a lot of stuff like that too. If you're
That's
ever in
cool.
Cambria, check them out.
I love Cambria.
Heart. Yeah. Cool. It's Heart. H-A-R-T. Yeah. Aww. They're actually like they do fundraisers, and I keep trying to get them like to get wineries involved.
Oh, have them do them in here.
Yeah. I'm going to pass that along because they're big fundraiser every year. And I told them, like, hit up a winery. Like, people, like, wine dogs are always very recognized. But, like, the cats get overlooked, and there's so many wineries.
I think, like, cats are a big part of, like, wineries, right? Like, they're natural pest control.
I'll find them your way.
Mine bring gophers all the time. Yeah. I always feel like there's little dead guys in my house.
My cat eats everything whole. Like, he just crunches it.
I've seen that too. Yeah, we had like a little one like that. And I was like, get it out of your mouth because they like bring it in the house. And then he's like, I'm like, ugh. That was really gross.
I'm trying to feed you.
It's so gross.
You're so glad I buy you food.
Do you want to go through the winery?
Sure.
If you bring your glass, we can taste the wine too.
This is our tank room.
You have a lot of tanks in here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're starting in the living room and, like, building up our facilities. It's so crazy. Like, our first commercial spot wasn't even this size.
Yeah.
So, when we acquired the property, the old owners left all of these tanks here, and then these ones were all of our tanks. So
awesome.
You can kind of see, Ed and I both worked. So, Ed's my fiancé, and he's a winemaker, too.
Okay.
but so we both worked full time jobs and like were saving money and so we bought things one at a time. So like these two tanks were our first tanks we ever bought, and it was so funny. He wanted to buy four of them, and I'm like, what are you going to do with the corn? Like, serious. And now I'm like, damn it, we should have bought it because they're such a good deal. So, yeah. But we have, I think this is, I don't know what this is.
Ooh, oh, wow.
I want to say, what was yesterday? Yesterday was, oh, it's Roussan. That's what it is. It's Roussan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, how is harvest going? Because you guys are in the middle of it, right?
Yeah, we've done 155 tons already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're doing Chardonnay from Monterey County. We're doing sparkling. And
ooh,
so,
very cool.
We're trying
good to know.
We're doing a sparkling orange muscat, a rosé Zinfandel sparkling. Mm. Chardonnay and Albarino and Malbec.
Ooh.
Sparkling Albarino.
Yeah, that'll be
unusual
in a Malbec too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Really
cool.
So we're gonna have a sparkling flight.
Going for
it. Oh yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. It's like
it.
Okay,
we're coming
it.
Back in what, like 4 years, right?
He's been playing with a method and he can have it ready in 13 weeks.
Okay, yeah, we'll be back in 13 weeks.
Yeah, I can. I have your email, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really, really cool. But we did, how many? 20,000 gallons of Chardonnay.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we want to do Blanc de Blanc and trying to get in the marketplace so we can do it like a $10 bottle. So
awesome.
We're going to attempt and see how it goes.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
Well, if you can get the time down that much,
right.
Like, you'll probably be an unusual because you can still have the quality, but not have so much time and keep the price.
Yeah, that's it. That's
not
what we're
be like putting money out, for years at a time.
That's what we've been having a really hard time with reds. And it's like you have to sit on them for 14, 16 months and you just shelled out all this money.
Yeah.
And so, like, a lot of people who own winners, they have money. So it's kind of like, okay, how can we make it? Like, what are we going to do? So, and plus, like, we figured, like, what a cool way to get our brand out in the marketplace, and we'll start with sparkling.
Yeah, because that's something very different, especially in this area.
Yeah.
So,
I'll let you try the Albarino.
And now, is the Albarino a state, or do you source it from another property?
This is from Shale Oak.
Okay.
And they have two locations. This one's over by Graveyard. It's pretty close. About a mile from here. Yeah, we only have Zinfandel, Petite Syrah, and Merlot. We source everything else.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't
think
I read out. So this one was at 6 quarts yesterday, so it's almost dry, but I feel like it's the sweetest manifestation right now through going through fermentation.
Can see how it'll shape up.
I love seeing it when it's not filtered and it's not clear and like
milky.
Yeah, like, I love it.
It's raw. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm. Yeah, our 18 Albarino
is really good.
The acidity on that is nice.
I would drink this as is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half fermented.
I'd
I'll take
it. In
it.
A coffee
and only if it would last.
Yeah.
So.
I love how the winemaking process, like, has so many aspects. Like, there's aspects that are creative, and then there's aspects that are scientific.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have the best of both worlds, almost, where you get to follow a process, but you also get to make it your own.
Yeah, it's awesome. But there's so many things that you don't even realize that are part of the wine industry.
This is a lab.
This is
a desk. I thought it would be inside, but it's not.
So we have a full lab in-house, so we can run all of our analysis in here, so we don't have to send it out. Some of our neighbors also come over here to run labs, because sometimes you need it really quick during harvest.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, very scientific-y.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Very cool.
And, this boy room, I guess. So this is our bottling line.
Very cool.
Other wineries that just ship their wine in here, they do their glass, their corks. Labels, and then we run it down the line and send it right back to their winery.
Right.
It's nice because the mobile trucks, you have to have a minimum.
Yeah.
And with us, you can do a barrel. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We started out small and we have such such a hard time. Because, like, when the wine's ready, it's ready. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting there waiting for a trucker, like, who else can bottle?
I need to get it in now.
Yeah. So pretty much, like, every hiccup that we encountered, we decided to conquer and take over to be able to help other people.
Yeah. Cool. That's awesome.
So it says cork and screw cap and then a little foil.
Oh, cool.
This is a brand. Have you ever heard of Wine Boss?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Tommy's label.
Okay.
This is Petite Verdot. And we just did his, he gets, oh, his pink kush, too.
Look at that.
That's
amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's not a pepper wine. It's I think this is a Chef Eddie G. It's a different brands and stuff.
Yeah.
And,
that's awesome. I think that's so cool that you guys, like, are open to that, to, like, helping out other people,
right.
Especially, like,
yeah.
The smaller places. Like, I think that's really cool. That's, in my mind, how it should be. Like,
yeah. We have all the toys, so we come and use them.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's awesome.
So, and then over here, this is our, these are our shakers for the sparkling. So they go in all different directions. So it'll actually go like that. And it shakes it, and it does it for 4 days straight.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that's when it's done, and because you're going through secondary fermentation with the sparkling, so it'll get up to the head. So instead of putting it on reeling racks and constantly turning it, we put them in the shakers.
Okay.
So it speeds up the process.
Yeah.
It also helps us. And then the little corker, and then that's a disgorger, too. So
neat.
It's nice. The sparkling line is all on wheels. There are a couple other parts.
Just move it around.
Yeah, we decided to do that instead of enclose it like we have here. Because when we bottle it, it goes through the bottling line anyways. And it's nicer to be able to move stuff around. You never know what's going to happen in here. So.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah. I've never heard of that with sparkling. I'm so excited to try it.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely send us an email. We'd love to come out and check it out.
I know. I can't
awesome.
Wait. Awesome. Orange muscat. I'm really excited. Orange
muscat
has so much effervescence in it. So.
So you might have said this when we were in the tasting room, but which wine is currently your favorite?
Ooh.
You're just going to like pop open a bottle.
Okay.
Tuesday night.
It just changed.
Of yours, yes.
It just changed. 16 Petite Syrah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
That was very good.
Yeah, he did one in 14, and someone wanted to buy it from him and blend it, and so we let them buy it, and then we were like, damn it, we should have kept it. And then so
why
like,
did we do that?
Yeah, like, stop selling the wine. So this one is like, it's my new favorite. It's like big and bold.
Yeah.
That, and then for whites, our 18 Albarino.
Okay. So. Yeah. What is your production looking like right now? Like, how many cases are you guys doing?
Our brand is like 3,000, 4,000 cases a year.
That's pretty solid. I mean,
but still small.
It's small. Yeah. Especially because we can produce a lot more. Just bottling wise, we can do like 80,000 cases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's not great production.
Yeah.
But just people who, like, sometimes they'll just bring in a tanker truck and we just do the tanker and then it goes right back out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. No, it's a great space.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have one more building, but it's just barely.
Yeah.
And it's a hike and it's hot.
Well, thank you. What they're all about.
Yeah, hopefully you can hear it okay, because I know everywhere we were was noisy.
Yeah. But some of the key things we wanted to make sure we had touched on is that their tasting fee includes the wine and cheese pairing and a tour if you do accept that.
Which is really cool, because that's usually you have to like pay extra for that. Or
yeah, or at least make an appointment to do it. So it's $15, includes all the wine, the cheese, and the tour. And
it's waived with a 2-bottle purchase.
Yes. And they always have a $99 case special.
Yes, rotating every month, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe if you don't like whatever wine it is that they have this month, you can go back and get a different wine.
Yeah, I thought their wine was good. The price point was great. I really enjoyed their Albarino. I thought that was great.
Yeah, the half-fermented Albarino.
And the one that we tasted.
We didn't taste an Albarino. We tasted the Viognier and Chardonnay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then it was the Viognier, as well as the half-fermented one.
Yes.
No, the Viognier was good. Yeah, we had a great time there. Seems I liked like that they were young. They were like, yeah. She seemed like around our age group, maybe more on my side than yours.
Yeah, and they're ramping up. And
down to earth. Yeah, super like generous with all their stuff. They had tons of other wineries they worked with, mm-hmm. and they used equipment for and helped make their wine and all kinds of stuff that was, I thought that was really neat.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Well, you guys, go check them out if you're in the 46 East area out towards San Miguel. And especially if you like cheese.
Yes.
There's cheese.
The cheese, and the cheese pairing was really good.
Yeah, it was good. In the meantime, if you're looking for other places that you want to visit, check us out. You can check out some of our other podcast episodes. The goal is to release a new one every week. Occasionally we go on vacation, so we try to forewarn you, though, if we're not going to release an episode. But every week, new places to go, check out, and then hopefully you'll go check them out, too.
Tell them we sent you.
Yeah. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts and give us feedback. We'd love to hear from you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
See you next week.